Okay. I did not realize the food thing, which absolutely sounds to me what I was dealing with, absolutely just absurd. It was crazy. It was stupid. I mean, now the things that I have dealt with from people, it was always the same old people. Now that I'm like, you know, you step back and the fog clears and you got, you know, years underneath you, you know, and time has gone by, and then, you know, or the same repetitive behavior continues, but it's just different, but it's the same behavior. Now that I like step back and like with good therapy, and I realize just how stupid, a lot of times immature, asinine, spiteful, bitter, nasty, vindictive, evil, crazy, lunatic behavior people. It just makes you, like I said, you know, you can't respect me, then leave me the hell alone. I mean, that's the way it is. You go on with your life or go on with mine. You just leave me the hell alone. It's that easy. Because I've dealt with so much from people that it's like, I mean, who the hell wouldn't think I'd get to the point where I just feel that way? Just leave me the hell alone. You don't respect me? Leave me the hell alone. Well, have a nice life. You continue on that path, I'm continuing this one. You know, we're not going to cross. Our paths won't cross. I'm going to make sure of it. You know, just leave me the hell alone. Because it's just really, everything is just disrespect. I can't believe how many people literally could relate. I mean, how crazy could relate about something so, sounding so stupid, which has happened and continued happening, of literally just like inhaling, gorging, and pigging out on somebody else's food, eating all your food, and then going over somebody else's food. But it's not about the food. That's the thing, is I think people are finally catching on to what I'm saying with every podcast, which there's a lesson. And unfortunately, I had to go through the bullshit, okay, for you to have a lesson, for me to journal and talk about what I went through. Once again, I'll say, unless I live on Mars and it's, you know, it's Mars dust, I've been around people and people are part of your life and your journey. Sorry, that's the way it is. You know, you all sat there and talked about me and like bonfire, whatever, gatherings, whatever, holidays, whatever, bullshit, you know, and you sat there and you literally talked about me, my name, used my name to like not even a blink to think about who gives a rat's ass and do it around people, you know, and then I'm not around. I'm just defending myself because I have no idea this is going on, you know, until like eons down the road. You know, now everything makes sense. But you have a problem, always had a problem, me talking about my journey. I'm not even using your damn names, but I could, because it's factual what you did to me. You just never wanted me to even have anybody know. Now, that's the thing, is not wanting to admit that you're flawed human beings and that you did this stuff. Because you're too busy portraying and projecting that you're this great person, this wonderful person. And you're not. You may be at times, but you're not. You're not 100% a wonderful, great human beings. You're not. And some of the things you've done to me would say far otherwise. It's downright evil and vindictive. Evil is a devilish evil. I'm going to that dark side because really that's a dark-sided person doing some of the things I went through. And then, you know, text message here. You do things that could literally jeopardize me, my health, and my life. And then instead of like being an adult, and me, you know, learning what I have through therapy, which I'm going to say I'm the only one consistent in it for decades, and knowing how to adult and communicate and do it effectively, and to someone who otherwise it's not effective no matter which way we went. Ran out of options for therapists because it's just not effective. They're not adulting. Fingers in their ears, not listening, evade, avoid, whatever. And then presenting what you've done that's hurtful or whatever, doesn't matter what it was, okay? And you flipped the script. Or you evade, avoid, hang up, whatever, blah, 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 do comparison games, whatever. It's just avoidance is all it is. You know? You can't adult and talk about your actions. And especially if you really care about someone and you really love someone, let's talk about love. You really love someone, you protect them. You don't hurt them. Things go wrong with something in relation, no matter how somebody's connected to you. Okay? You figure out how to work it out. And you don't wait eons. You work it out right away. But if somebody like me is coming to you and working on an issue and then you're evaded, avoiding, and you don't want to talk about what you did to me, there's never going to be an open line communication. There's never going to be any fixing. There's never going to be a present time. It's always going to be the past is right now because you're still not addressing what you did. But then using the words I love you and stuff like that is very twisted. I look at it a different way. I look at it as a person has literally evaded avoiding what they're doing by using I love you. Like, that's going to cross out what you did that could have killed me. No, that's not okay. And now other people look at it like, nah, 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 nah. I did this to you. Now I'm going to try and text you and go, I love you. I love you. Look what I did. I love you. Out of spite. Being a spiteful little shit. Okay? A lot of people see it that way. I've never looked at it that way until recently. That's something I talk to the therapist next week about. That's a spiteful little shit. So the words I love you, you don't even know what love means. You don't hurt people that you love. You protect people that you love, and you don't put them in situations where you could kill them. And doing things behind their back for eons and taking away their right to happiness and using love is downright lunatic crazy. That's absolutely nuts. Screenshot here. Truth. I didn't look at it like some like other two people were saying is, did you ever look at it this way? Like literally doing what they did to you and throwing it in your face is what really that is going on. Like that, throwing, doing something and then coming off spiteful or immaturely, you know, is also really, if you look at it, is it a form of narcissism? Is that part of narcissism? Well, sure it is. I'm not going to admit anything, whatever. I'll pretend like I never did anything at all. And I'm going to pretend like I love you by using words, which mean nothing because you know your actions don't speak love at all. It speaks a tremendous amount of hatred that has no limits and has no end. So now that other people have chimed in and I really have like looked at things like, okay, you know, really is in life, you know, there's a lot of times that I need to just stand back before I even say anything and really analyze behavior. Not even assume or anything, just analyze it and dissect it. Like I said before, if I would have had this therapist years ago, my life would have turned out differently because I would have responded differently. It definitely wouldn't have been out of emotion. It would have been out of just logical thinking and how to handle people's behavior. And, things that were transpiring and they never stopped. Thing is, it still has never stopped. The IRS stuff just shows it's never stopped. I mean, that's the truth. But I mean, all of this, folks, even down to the food, it's not about the what's happening action. It's what's the reason for it. It's really to the core of it is not respecting me as a human being at all. Not respecting anything I've went through with my health. There was never any respect at all. Never was. If you respect someone and what they're going through about their health and you say you love someone, then your actions truly show what you say. Because if not, it's just verbiage and words is just words and it means nothing. If your action shows just the opposite, it makes no sense. You know, if you care about someone, you love someone, then you're there for them. You know, you help them when they're down. You know, you're there for them. Even during treatments, you're there. That whole room, again, the whole room should have been filled. I mean, these people are alive, you know, if someone's deceased or there's something within their health, whatever, or they can't get out of house or that's one thing. Okay. But making a conscious choice to babysit other kids, you know, make a conscious choice to babysit and not be present, you know, that's just, it's just, it, you know, I don't care what he says. You know, I'm the one that was on the receiving end of some really ill, foul, demonic like ass behavior. I don't know what else to say, you know? Not okay. But it's just no respect. There's absolutely no respect for me from the same people. Never has, never will, never was. You know, it's never gonna be. So you just have to remove yourself. It's, you know, that's not okay. It's not okay at all. But I look at the I love you stuff, doing something, and then I find out your behavior. I don't care if it was something you did yesterday, last week, last month, or last year, or years later. It becomes my present day. It becomes past tense for you because you decided that choice of behavior, which is your decision alone. Is your actions or your decision alone, okay? Even if you're in a group or cult-like setting, still, you have to take on your responsibility, your actions, and your part of your behavior, the parts you took in on it. Yeah, that's your part. But look at it now is, Is it literally like just like, you know, na 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 na, I'm gonna come back and say this. Ah, I know what I did to you. I know it's so hurtful. I know it's so hurtful. But you know what? I love you. Almost like a childlike behavior. That's what other people see. Because every time you did things to me, this is how you respond. You'll respond later in the day or the next day or a couple days with, I love you, miss you. But you're not even acknowledging what you've done to me. Do you think what you've done to me is anything remotely close to love? You're shocked that I'm actually finally talking about this now and finally saying it, because damn good therapy makes you look in a whole goddamn new light. You didn't look at things the same way before. You know? And then when relationships and stuff, I realized I did a lot of screw-ups. You know? I was a bit naive at times. I was a bit vulnerable, gullible at times. You know? I didn't place boundaries and demand respect as a woman, as a lady. And I didn't get the respect once, and it continued over and over again, and then other actions, behavior continued, because there's no respect. There was no respect for me as a woman, as a lady, but there was no respect at all anyway. And it's just relations, your relationships out of convenience of what you needed. This is coming from therapists, is I see these relationships as the men went in of something of need is what it was, because they turn around and not even that long later, then they're cheating on you. So, and then continue cheating, you know, but when you go to people who should be protecting you and a relationship ends, you know, and as a woman, you know, you go to the people who should be protecting you. They should be helping you. When you fall down, they should be helping you. Hey, give me your hand, lifting you up. And they're not. They're using excuses. I'm busy. I got to do this. I got to do that. But then the biggest thing is to go say and go call other men to help you. Call other men. Call so-and-so. Why don't you call so-and-so? Why don't you call so-and-so? But it's coming from a therapist's point of view, and I'm looking at this now in a whole nother light, putting myself outside of what happened, is it's not men that I should be asking for help. It's from yous. You both. This has nothing to do with choosing another guy. See, that's the problem, is I didn't have, and I was not protected. I didn't feel protected. And when I fell, I wasn't being lifted back up. Instead, I was told to go to another guy. It's literally, as you, as Kevin said, you were being tossed to guy, to guy, to guy. You saw the behavior because you were one of the guys. See, now I get it, you know? And you felt that way for a long time. And you finally just got tired. For a therapist, this guy got tired of seeing. He knows what's going on. He sees it. Whether he was being paid or whatever, doesn't matter. You know, he saw it for what it was worth, the truth. He's trying to get you then to see what was going on. But you still weren't seeing it because you were still in the fog. So see, I wouldn't have understood what you said. I got what you said. I understand it now, okay? But I didn't then. I was still in the fog. I was still in the what the hell's going on. I don't understand. Why is people doing this to me? Of all people, why are these people doing this? If I can't trust these people, I can't trust anybody out in the world. That's the truth. My life would have been different if I was protected no matter what, no matter what age. But also lacking unconditional love is a big part. And then, you know, putting my heart into any guy's hands that would give me any type of attention, because I needed help, you know, especially dealing with health stuff. Oh, hell yeah, I needed help. You know, and you're getting into a really bad relationship, and it's toxic, and it's abusive, and it's abrasive, and you really know you people who should be asking for help and sending you help, you know, but they already know it, and they already see it, but she's asking for help anyway. I say, oh, God, you know, I don't want to deal with her. I don't want to deal with her. Let some other guy deal with her. Let another guy deal with her. Another guy. Do you see the pattern behavior of choosing who I did? And any other healthy normal where people are protecting and loving you, and they're actually show it, all this stuff, per therapist's strong point of view, is this: none of this stuff would have happened throughout your life. You would have had a much more normal life. Yes, okay, even if I was dealt a hand, born with something chronic, which I was, and doesn't matter in another life if I am. But the bigger picture is the other part of life. How your life turns out is by how people that you should be relying on, of how they're treating you. And if it's not out of love and protection and that, you know, and you're just thrown out there, you know, you're going to be lost. You know, I had to find and learn lessons in life the tough-ass way by going through it and dealing with stuff. I feel like I've dealt with and I've been dealing with a little bit of everything throughout my entire life. And that's the truth. This isn't a goddamn pity party. Because people who should be protecting you, knowing they should be protecting you, loving you unconditionally, and being there for you when you fall down, lifting you back up, and they're not there. You know, you're going to have a lot of problems, you know? And then you're trying to figure out and maneuver through who you can trust. You know, you can't go to these people because you should be able to and you can't. So you can't trust them. Or there's a track record of doing some really malicious behavior towards you, which I experienced. And now nobody needs to wonder why I don't trust people and that it takes me forever to trust people. There should never be any question of why I feel the way I do towards people. I have no trust. You know, you lose faith in people. It takes a long time for me to trust people. New people that come in my life, you know? I'm very cautious. I'm very guarded. But that's a good thing because I'm not going to keep going to the same old pattern, same old song and dance of what I went through before. You know, being naive and gullible and, you know, putting my heart out there, you know? It's one thing to live life as an empath and give with your heart in that. But you can't go putting everybody first before yourself and constantly thinking of everybody else before yourself because you lose yourself, and I did. You know, you can't do that and jump guy to guy to guy, you know. I didn't understand and even know how to even maneuver going through things with my health, you know, and being on your own, you know, that's hard too. You know, you have to figure it all out, you know. You know, it's disheartening because things in life shouldn't have happened the way they did. That's the truth. Things in life should not happen the way they did, you know. And things could have been prevented. My life would have turned out completely different. You know, at this point, no matter even if it was illness or not, when you get older, you realize you have left more than less of your life left over, you know, and you realize a good portion of your life's gone. You know, you're not going to get it back. We can't get a do-over. But all I can say is I hope to God, you know, pray to God that, you know, we can reincarnate and come back. And I cannot say it and stress enough as I hope I get a do-over and I get another chance to live a normal life. I don't care if it's anything to do with illness. I dealt with my illness damn well. You know, I did exceptionally well dealing with things I did with my health, things out of my control. But I fought my ass off. I'm never going to change that. I'm never going to change my passion and love for animals. I'm not going to change that. I wouldn't even want to change that I'm a true empath. I wouldn't want to change that either because I like to see the best of people, out of people. I like to see positive change in people, you know, rooting for the underdog in that. But I was, let's just face it, I had a hell of a lot of goddamn being taken advantage of, period. It's not about the food, folks. Anybody read that link? Put it here again. It's not about the food. It's just a blatant disrespect, you know, of someone not respecting you. You know, you read a little bit more and then you read about how the guy literally went in, the spouse went into the living room and literally had her hamburger and literally knowing she brought that food from the restaurant, she wanted to eat it later in the day. And he's sitting there eating it right in front of her. That to me is kind of like that text message. I love you after you've done something that could have killed me. And like that of knowing that he's eating her food and then still doing it and coming out with a hamburger is almost like a childish behavior of na 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 na. Look what I'm eating. Look, look what I'm eating. Nom, 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 nom. You know, what'd she tell him to F off? I think it was I read. I mean, who could blame her, you know? And also too, what's disturbing is knowing that there was younger generation standing around and listening to all this stuff, no matter in what environment. That's more disturbing than anything at all, is having young minds and teaching them how we should not treat people. I mean, the blatant disrespect is not okay in front of young children. I mean, I don't know what part of parenting that's okay, because I think anybody can, and everybody can agree on that. That's not okay. That's disturbing as hell. You know? I would have had kids. Oh, hell no. No. Even with my stepson, there's not to be talking about anything about whoever, whatever, in a negative light. If you don't like them, talk away from the kids. I was completely 1,000,000,000% on that. You don't talk about anything ill about adults. Okay, period. You know, don't do it around the kids. But for you all to do that around young minds and doing that for eons, you know, all they would know about me is all the negativity. There was nothing positive you've ever said about me in front of the young kids, young minds. I guarantee you with everything I got in my last dying breath that there was nothing ever positive you've ever said about me in front of young minds. So you've been saying nothing but negative, 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 negative. They don't even know who I am. All they know is this person, negative, equals negative. Nobody is an adult when you're acting like that around young kids. That was the worst thing you could ever do. You know? That's not. That's just teaching a kid to be disrespectful to people. It's okay to be disrespectful and mean and cruel and vindictive and vicious and nasty and demonic-like behavior. It's okay to do that, kids, to other people when you grow up. No, it's not. It's not okay at all. That's not okay. You know? But then there's a lot of things, too, I look at with the food part, which, you know, it's not funny. It's funny, but it's not funny. But this stuff has happened. It's happening. A lot of people gone through this, and it is. People do this stuff on arguments and that, but we're talking about just blatant disrespect. I mean, I was dealing with it forever. It's the truth. And then I have to get down and dirty with a new therapist to figure out how to get all this behavior stopped. No matter what it is, talk about it right away, bring it to the next session, and we're going to stop it. I'm going to tell you how right here and there. I'm not going to make you wait 2 or 3 weeks with therapy. We're going to address it. You're going to do it right now. Write it down. We're going to do it. I'm going to give you links. I'm going to give you books. That's the truth. I don't want anybody to think the therapist doesn't exist. You ain't going to like the next audio. That's my session. That's my money. That's insurance. Yeah. And we talked. And she said, continue sharing your truth. Okay? Not going to share everything. But, oh, they've always existed. Anybody who's a clown out there saying otherwise, oh, she's just saying whatever. Well, get ready to join the circus. Be sure to get your red nose ready because you're going to look like a damn fool. The next podcast. I'm just tired of this stuff. I've been dealing with this stuff for a long time, folks. This is my closure. This is my gift to myself, is my truth. And this is my peace, you know, so I can continue moving forward. But the food stuff is, you know, it is. It's not about the food. It's just about the blatant disrespect. But I really believe that that kind of mentality and behavior also stems from your how you're raised. I mean, anybody who thinks that everybody's food and everything of theirs is theirs, okay, no matter if you're married or whatever situation, your food's my food, and it has no level of boundaries or respect, was raised by clowns in a circus at a big top, you know? That's all I got to say. Anybody who sits there, I mean, I'm going to hone in on you because you like to talk about me and then go call Pam up, who I don't even know who the hell Pam was until I found out that you literally would just say anything, no matter what it was. And you literally would call Pam up and then sit there and turn anything I said and twist it. And it was just so damn crazy that literally Pam contacted me to tell me how crazy it was. And then I realized, I don't even know who Pam is. And then why I don't even really know you either. So why are you doing that? That's just crazy too. But you're no better. You enable and started the behavior a long time ago. I mean, any grown man who works a job, well, two, who's perfectly fine, doesn't have anything, they can walk themselves to the store, they can drive themselves to the store, because if they're driving themselves to the bar and the gym and everywhere else, and lollygagging around and going to concerts and this with their buddies, can easily go to the store. So why were you sitting there buying him food every week? You will literally baby him and come over and drop off chicken and food and things like that. I mean, I wasn't around all the time, but a couple times, like, oh, that was nice for her to drop the stuff off. But you, I find out, was doing it all the time. You were his grocery store. You didn't teach him responsibility at all. You taught him that no matter whatever you want in life, that everybody is supposed to serve it to you on a silver platter. What the hell? I finished raising your son. I'm undoing behavior that you taught him. Who the hell raises kids to not go to the grocery store and understand that that's your responsibility? I'm wondering why, literally, like, doesn't know how to cook? Didn't know how to do his own wash? What the hell? You know? If you had enough money with one person's income, why don't you just stay home and raise your kids? Because you had somebody else raising for you. Okay, well, guess what? No matter who the woman was, or, you know, was or going to be, is literally they're finishing raising and doing a job, undoing the behavior that you didn't teach him, or you taught him wrong, or you didn't teach him at all. He's perfectly capable of getting his own food and go to the grocery store. He's perfectly capable to learn how to cook. He's perfectly capable of, you know, capable of learning how to do dishes, learning how to do laundry properly. You know, this is part of normal things in life. You should be raising your kids, no matter if it's a son or daughter, folks. But you literally were bringing him tons and tons of food, cases of pop, cases of food, plenty of frozen food, this. You were always doing everything for him. So you wonder why he turned out the way he did. Sorry, do you want to sit there and say that I would make a bad parental role model because you heard from somebody who doesn't even know me, that has nothing but spite, he hasn't been around me eons, and all he's doing is starting shit starter, troublemaker. That's understatement. But calling you up, should have introduced themselves, but instead was to sit there and, oh, you and have that, just starting problems. Because they never wanted to see me have kids, even marry into children. They made sure that, nope, not going to have that either. Because all they're worried about is making sure that I have the most shittiest, hellish life possible, because that makes no sense to anybody else. Otherwise, you've been, like, lifting me up when I was down or being there for me or whatever. Instead, the only time you enjoyed it is watching me struggle. I don't see suffer struggle, okay? But you're sitting there and you're raising a boy, okay, to grow up to be a man. And when they're a man already, you sure the hell don't go to the store buying them food, which I want to literally email down here. What parents out there with their boys that are now men, older men, are you out there literally acting like a raging clown, buying their food weekly, buying all their stuff for them, okay, and bring all that over, you know, them admitting they took their wash over to your house, their parents' house, so your mommy can do the laundry for them. And this is a grown-ass man with plenty of time on their hands. I don't want to hear no whatever shift they're on. I don't want to hear no other busy bullshit. You got plenty of time for 5 seconds to turn on that washer and dryer and go beep, beep. And then you wonder when they get relationships and that it doesn't work out because somebody is literally finishing raising your son. And no woman wants to continue raising your son. Yes, I admit, I've been guilty of it, but I got really damn tired of it too. And this is how I felt when I got tired of it. And it was done, it was over. So you wonder why I have problems with somebody literally being sticky food fingers and eating everything I have, which is so damn limited anyway, okay? Because you're raising them that no matter what food anybody's is yours. You didn't have any chores. You didn't have any. There was no boundaries. There was no grounding. There was nothing at all. He admitted it. And, I mean, what did you expect? But you could make sure everybody else has to finish raising your son. Because that's what happened twice. Two women were finishing raising your son. I'm sorry. I'm done raising them. You know? I've been done raising them. I'm not raising your boy anymore. Because never going to be a man expecting and anticipating that all women are supposed to buy the groceries, do this, do that, do all your stuff when you're perfectly capable of doing it. And especially, you know, times when I had surgeries and stuff, going through treatment, and I'm supposed to be resting. And instead, your boy, I'm literally mothering your boy and doing all this physical stuff when I shouldn't have been doing it. I should have been resting. What the hell was ever goddamn rest? I remember going to surgeries and having to vacuum the very next day because responsibilities by a man wasn't being done. And no matter who, what surgical assistant says, this, oh, what the hell was the point of even showing him and having him sign it, seeing what you're supposed to do? They didn't do it. You know, that's today. Nobody, no guy ever been around me to sit there and say that wasn't true. Bullshit. Because every time, no matter what I had outpatient, I'm still doing work the next day. I never got to really rest. There's never been truly rest. Yeah, somebody who lays around all the time. Really? All you saw was me laying around. Did you see the other times that I should be laying around? And after I'm laying around, I'm doing everything else and taking care and attending to this and doing that and doing this and taking care of the bills and blah, blah, blah. All you saw was one thing, what you wanted to see. I'm going to take this part of her laying around. I'm going to over-exaggerate. I'm going to twist it and flip it. I'm going to alter it, whatever, because you're good at altering things. All right? And then I'm going to make it look like this. I'm sorry. This all need to come out. This all needed to come out. Sorry, needed to come out. You don't question, you know? What is it, Reddit? Whatever it was. Don't question. Nobody should question that I'm not the only one. And so many other women, but even some men are dealing with this stuff with the blatant disrespect is what it is about food. Eating all their food These are people that don't have money for the food. They don't have food. Plenty of money, $100 worth of food in 2 weeks. I'm going to turn you my shit. I have no more. Now you got to break through the locks. I mean, that's stupid. It's so stupid to have to live to block up your food because people are around. You can't trust them. But in fact, at the end of the day, folks, all it is disrespect. Period.